Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we continued our series in Ephesians, and we were looking at the second half of chapter 3. And it's really this incredible prayer that Paul prays for the Ephesian church. And since it's in God's word, we can say, and also for us. And there are so many incredible things in this prayer. Certainly would encourage you to go read on your own Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. And one of my favorite passages, it starts in verse 20. And Paul there says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And I love that passage because Paul's there reminding us that God himself is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. And I love that because I don't know about you, but I feel like I've got a pretty high capacity to ask for stuff that I want. And I feel like I've got a pretty high capacity to think or to dream up things that I would like to see happen. Whether those things are in my own personal life or in my marriage or in my parenting or in my church or my job or our country or the world, I have some stuff that I'd like to see happen. I have some stuff that I ask God about on a regular basis. I have some stuff that I think about. And Paul is here saying, he says, "Hey, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And you're like, yes, yes. And it's such a great reminder of the incredible power of God. And earlier in this same passage, Paul talks about how he wants something for us. He wants something for these Christians in Ephesus. And he says, "Hey, I want you to realize, to experience the reality of Christ dwelling in your hearts through faith, that you would be rooted and grounded in love, that you may have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." And again, you're like, wow, that is incredible. So apparently Paul is praying for, and we should also pray, that we would come to know more and more the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. And what would flow from that is that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And it almost sounds too good to be true. It almost sounds like that wouldn't be possible. And that's where Paul says exactly what I said first. He says, "Hey, God's able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think." And so we're thinking about, man, that sounds pretty awesome that I would know the love of Christ more, even though that knowledge of the love of Christ surpasses knowledge, and that I might somehow be filled with all the fullness of God. That sounds great. Sign me up. Is that even possible? And Paul says, yeah. Yeah, it is. Because of what Christ has done in his life and death and resurrection. And he is now seated at the right hand of God. He has sent the Spirit to draw people to himself, to give us new life. It is now possible to know the love of Christ. And it is now possible that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And I think if I could ask you, do you want that? You would say, well, yeah. Of course I want that. That sounds awesome. Well, great news. It's available. For all of us who repent of our sin and trust God's Son Jesus, this is available. And God invites us to enjoy his presence, to come with confidence into his presence, so that we might more and more know the love of Christ and be filled with all the fullness of God. And so I want to challenge you. How's your worship been lately? Have you been spending time worshiping the Lord through time in his word? Have you been spending time worshiping the Lord through time in prayer, time in just singing to him on your own, gathering with your church family to worship, whether you're doing that online still or publicly? But I want to challenge you, and Jesus is worth your life. And he is offering far, far more than we could ever deserve. And honestly, sometimes more than we can imagine. So let's take a minute and pray and thank God for his graciousness to us, and ask him to help us to respond to him the way he deserves. Father in heaven, we do praise you and thank you for the incredible grace and mercy that we find in your Son, Jesus. God, we ask that you would continue to increase our knowledge of the love of Christ and that you would fill us with yourself so that we might glorify you more fully. God, we ask that you would forgive us of sin. God, that you would help us to come with confidence into your presence on a daily basis, and that you would give us courage to share this incredible love of Christ that we have with everyone that we interact with today. God, we love you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.